It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 25th, 1957, Robert Noyce is granted a patent for the integrated circuit, which basically precipitated a prolonged controversy between Noyce and Jack Kilby over the rights to the patent. 1980, Activision is founded as the first third-party software company for video game consoles. David Crane, Larry Kaplan, Jim Levy, Alan Miller, and Bob Whitehead create the company. Also in 1980, Texas Instruments started giving away $300 peripheral expansion modules with the purchase of any three qualified TI-99/4A compatible computer product, including 32 kilobytes of memory, expansion card, disk controller card, a disk drive, multiplan, a P-code card, and an RS-232 card. 1996, Yahoo begins advertising their web-based search service on national television. The ads featured the tagline, "Do you, Yahoo?" They first aired during Late Night with David Letterman, Saturday Night Live, and Star Trek. That would be Next Generation Star Trek. Also, Yahoo launches Yahooligans. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car. Except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2001, Sun Microsystems announces Project JXTA, which is an open source platform that would provide a basic framework for building peer-to-peer applications. It's a form of XML protocols that would allow devices connected to a network to collaborate and exchange messages regardless of the network's topology. 2005, Microsoft releases Windows XP Professional 64-bit edition, otherwise known as NT 5.2 for 64-bit systems. 2006, NeoOffice 2.0 for the PowerPC is released. It's a part of the open source Office suite, OpenOffice.org for the Mac OS. 2008, Google Docs can now be accessed offline. And in 2009, Craigslist founder Craig Newmark tells ABC Nightline that they have no plans to shut down the erotic services area of Craigslist. Craigslist has been under fire the previous months because of services that have been offered through Craigslist, of course, being questionable and legal. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.